I don't love that I got to witness homophobia in a way where people really shunned the LGBTQ community from parenting. And I think that that has evolved. And I, in my children's generation, we had same-sex families raising, and actually all different kinds of queer families in our school and in our classes. And growing up here, like I came of age here, so I feel like this is where I came into who I am, my own identity. And Mahu was here. Mahu was used often as a slur, and Mahu was also more accepted in a way than I'd ever seen in other places. There was a erasure of transness from what I saw in Colorado and in when I would go to England or Greece. We come from a line of activists. It's a fascinating thing because our family left Greece because of war and went, so we were the immigrant there. And then my parents, as white people, immigrated here to live in communes as hippies to Colorado. Part of who I am and my identity is that my parents put me in indigenous spaces. So I grew up going to powwows and sweat lodges, and I cringe a little because it was white people in in indigenous spaces, but I also know that they were instrumental in helping gather. It was providing a space and then listening, because that's what I remember it to be as a young hippie child sitting in those spaces. Who used to play with my best friend that we were Hawaiian princesses that were kidnapped by Rastafarians and forced to eat tofu.
Wow.
Yeah,
Okay.
unpack that one.